Hey, guess what's happening on this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with your friend and host, Oscar Camejo.
Boredom is one of the biggest reasons some people fall back into bad habits. If you feel like your weight loss journey is going nowhere or it's going way too slow and that you're not seeing any results, or at least not the results that you want, you could be making some common mistakes, especially if you're feeling bored right now. You've tried all kinds of diet programs. You've tried all kinds of exercises, and things are just not working for you. People around you seem like they're winning, and they're winning big. They're living their best life, and you feel like you're just stuck and that you're not getting any results. You see, at this point, maybe you're ready to give up, cave in, and quit because boredom has set in. That's why in today's episode, we're going to talk all about why you're bored. You're probably bored of eating healthy, you're bored of exercising, and you're like, now what? You don't want to give up, but you're like, Oscar, this stuff is boring. Nothing that I'm doing works, and I'm just ready to just go back to just eating whatever, going back to just eating my regular cheap meals. And at this point, it's no longer cheap meals. It's just if I want something that I crave, I'm just going to go ahead and eat it. Well, I don't want you to give up, folks. Listen to the rest of today's episode, because today you're going to learn how to set yourself up for long-term success. You're going to receive my recommendations for achieving small victories that lead to big wins. So stick around to hear the rest of today's episode, my friend. Hey, don't give up, cave in, and quit. Hear the rest of today's episode. Let's go. Be sure to visit the website at www.beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com for access to free resources and other information that will help you along your journey. If you would like to submit a question or a comment about the show or to learn more about the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle, you can always email me at hello@beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. And if you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to this week's episode of the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Oscar Camejo, helping diabetics make lifestyle changes to reverse type 2 diabetes. Let's jump right in. Yeah, you're bored of eating healthy and exercising. Now what? You know, folks, this is a common situation that people deal with. In fact, there is a TikTok follower of mine. Her name is Carrie. And she wrote in a comment to one of my videos not too long ago. Carrie wrote, I reversed my diabetes about 4 years ago. I slowly gained some weight back and had to go back on meds. It's a lifestyle change for sure. She went on to write, I'm trying to refocus. And you're right, Oscar, I got this. She mentioned about having arthritis in her knees that slowed her down. But she said, I have to come up with a new exercise plan. Well, I want to again shout out to Carrie for sending in this comment, for writing in her thoughts about, you know, what's going on with her and what she needs to bounce back. You see, this is the story of a lot of people, you know. Yeah, they've gotten to the point maybe they started making some changes, they started seeing some results, but then they kind of revert back to certain things after seeing some results because maybe they were feeling kind of good and it was like, okay, well, I can go and, you know, have this particular food on a regular basis or that particular food on a regular basis, and they gained the weight back. Then they realized that, wow, the progress that I was making, I short-circuited that progress by indulging in these other things. Listen, we've all been there. There's lots of people who are struggling with their weight. They're struggling with eating healthy. They're struggling with exercises. And they get to the point where it's like, man, I need to do something new. I need to switch things up. We've all been there, folks. Listen, if this is your first time tuning in to my podcast, I'm going to share my story of what happened with me and how I was able to bounce back and stay focused. Because listen, folks, I know of a surety that if I can make changes and sustain the changes, you can too. So I don't want you to think that you having diabetes is a death sentence or that it's a wrap. So you can't do anything about it. You might as well just, you know, just que sera sera. It is what it is. It just must be my plot in life to just have this disease. So I might as well just not worry about eating healthy anymore or just do the best that I can. And that's it. Well, folks, I want you to be a little bit more, or excuse me, a lot more aggressive when it comes to managing type 2 diabetes. Because yes, type 2 diabetes does not mean it's the end. Yes, you may have family members who passed away or family members who lost limbs because of this disease. That doesn't automatically mean that anybody, including yourself, are going to go down that same path. It doesn't have to be that way. That's where I want you to get aggressive about this. I know you feel bored. I know you feel like giving up, caving in and quitting. But listen, don't. And my story is this. I've been on my health journey now for going on 3 years. It hadn't been easy. When I was 268 pounds, I found out that I had type 2 diabetes while I was in the hospital. I had a situation where I was feeling sluggish and tired and just a whole bunch of other things was going on. Frequent urination. I was dealing with just uneasiness. And I went to the doctor's office and had some blood work done. That was like on a Wednesday. I believe it was on a Wednesday. And then by Sunday, I get a call. Sunday afternoon, getting a call from your doctor, it's not good, right? So the doctor's office said, hey, your blood sugar levels are reading over 400 milligrams per deciliter. I forgot what it was at the time. Could have been like 412 or something like that. But anyway, they said, go to the emergency room now. So I got dressed and got dropped off at the hospital, and for five or six days, I was in there. They had to help me to regulate what was going on. I mean, my blood sugar was up, high blood pressure, all kinds of stuff was going on. So you're talking about spending a week in a hospital. This was in the height of the COVID announcements and so forth. Again, yeah, this is August 2020. And a lot of people who went into the hospital never came out. So I had a lot of that stuff going on in my mind, like, oh my gosh, am I even going to leave this hospital? But folks, I'm telling you, I had to make a decision when I was in that hospital to turn my life around. You know, then I started, when I left the hospital, you know, I started going to my doctor's office and doing my regular office visits with my doctor. And he was like, yeah, we're going to have to put you on metformin. We're going to have to do this for your cholesterol, this for your blood pressure. And you're going to have to take some insulin injection. I mean, yes, things were bad, folks. And you're talking about being put in a position where you have to make some lifestyle changes. Yes, I had to make those lifestyle changes. Like many of you are in a position where you're like, man, I got to change. I have to make some changes that are lasting. You know, when I started taking my health seriously, I began the process of transforming my life. It seemed like losing those first 5 pounds was taking forever. You're talking about really changing my relationship with food, changing how I thought about food, even the things that I was putting in my body. There's a lot of things I did not know that I was doing that was really contributing to my poor health. It wasn't just, oh, because I was big, that's why I was unhealthy. That wasn't just that. You know, I wasn't moving much. I was just very sedentary. And I just really had to really take an inventory of my life and the things that I was doing. Looking in the mirror, I didn't like what I saw in the mirror, but I knew that if I didn't want to go back to the hospital, if I didn't want to, you know, for things to get worse, I had to work at it. So again, losing those first 5 pounds was tough physically. It was tough emotionally. It was tough mentally, because you're talking about, man, just trying to deal with a disease that you know very little about, and you're sluggish, you're tired. Now you have to spend all this money on this med, on these meds, and you have to figure out what to eat. Man, so kind of fast forward. I didn't see, even though I didn't see results right away, I just said, well, you know, I'm going to keep going. And then I started seeing some results. You know, I was losing the 5 pounds, losing the 10 pounds, and I was feeling great, you know. But then at about 220 pounds or so, I kind of reached this plateau where I was like, man, I am not losing any more weight. Like, what's going on here? And I was going to the gym, yeah. I was making some changes to the way that I was eating. And I forget specifically the changes that I made right away that I kept consistent. You know, of course, I started cutting out fried foods, yes. But I would still, you know, eat like a bunch of sugary things, you know, like pastries every now and then, not every day, but I was cutting back. I was drinking this replacement smoothie that was, I later learned, it was a 32-ounce meal replacement smoothie, but it had the same amount of sugar as drinking 3 cans of Coke. I had no clue because I wasn't paying attention to the nutrition of the smoothie. I just thought, well, just drink smoothies and you'll be fine instead of eating food and you'll be fine. No, I ended up reaching a plateau, folks, because I was limiting my knowledge without realizing it. You know, to my defense, I didn't realize, you know, the impact of sugar on my health. You know, I thought, yeah, just cut out rice, breads, pasta, and potatoes, you know, mainly I think at that time I was cutting back bread and, well, no, it was pasta. That's what it was. Pasta and I want to say bread. Those are the two things that I was like, okay, I know these are my problem, quote unquote, problem foods. So I started weaning back on the bread and the pasta. But when it came to the rice and potatoes, I didn't think anything was a big deal with rice. And I'm not saying that there's a problem with the rice. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm saying for Oscar, those are some things that I later learned that I need to also scale back on. And I can talk more about nutrition in a little bit. But I was making some mistakes, folks. Like many of you may be making mistakes when it comes to losing weight, and it seems like the progress is real slow and you're not advancing forward. Yeah, you lost some weight and you just gotten bored. You got bored of eating salad. You're probably bored of eating, quote unquote, rabbit food right now. Maybe you've gone to a lot of social events, you know, after the holidays and into spring and going into summer and stuff like that, birthday parties and social events with your friends, brunch and stuff like that. And you don't want to feel like the odd person out. So you just kind of, you know, you just eat whatever you want to eat during those times, saying to yourself, well, I'm going to get back on track on Monday. I'm going to get back on track, you know, some point. But right now, we're going on vacation. I'm just going to indulge and enjoy myself. I'm not going to stop in having fun just to eat healthy. I get it. I've heard all kinds of things from people who've come to me for advice on losing weight and getting healthy and reversing type 2 diabetes and so forth. Trust me, we've all been there. But there's some mistakes that people are making that you may be making right now that have caused you or led you to this place of boredom. And I want to help you to bounce back from that place of boredom because you don't want to be stuck there. Because trust me, when you start to get bored of eating the rabbit food and the salads and stuff like that, it will become easy and easier to slip back into some old habits. And that's what we don't want to do. Okay. And I'm also not saying that you have to only eat vegetables. You have to only eat rabbit food or salads and call it a day. No, folks, I remember when I was at my plateau of 220 pounds or so, I was eating salads. But guess what? I was eating salads that had like the fried chicken on it. You know, I go to this one place and they call it crispy chicken or something like that on the salad. Plus the salad dressing had a bunch of sugar in it. I didn't even know it. I just knew that, hey, I was eating salad and I'm good to go. All right. Not realizing that my calorie intake was still high. And that's something too that we want to hopefully get to in this episode so that you can understand that if you keep putting more calories in your body in different forms, you're probably going to reach that plateau or even gain weight. You know, you could eat a lot of salad that has a bunch of stuff in it that is not good. Don't think that just because you have those leafy green things in your salad that you're eating healthy and that's it. But you ignore all the other ingredients, you know, the ultra processed cheese and the high sugary salad dressings and other stuff that you may be putting on your salads that you're unaware of. So again, eating salads alone is not the key. Cutting out salads is also not the key. There has to be a good balance. So I want to get into some of the mistakes that many of us have made and maybe you're making right now that are contributing to slow progress and to your boredom. You know, there's a quote that goes, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, right? We all tend to want to get things done quicker. We want to get things done faster. Some of us like shortcuts to save times. It's just like, you know, if you're on the computer, we like shortcuts, right? When we're trying to get things accomplished. You know, who wants to take a long time accomplishing things? No, we hear about life hacks. So we want to get things done quicker in the shortest amount of time. You know, think about like on X or Twitter, you know, there's the short tweets. There you're on social media and you type things really short. We like to consume bite-sized content or what they call short form content. You know, TikTok videos that are only like 30 seconds. Okay, we're good. We move on to something else. It's the same thing when it comes to weight loss programs. We hear about these 10-day and 30-day programs and we jump right on them because we're like, wow, I can lose all this weight in 10 days and 30 days. Sure, I want to shave 30 pounds in 30 days. So we jump on these programs. We sign up with these personal trainers that promise the world. And then you may get some results and it seems like these immediate results are happening, but there's nothing that's sustainable that's going to help you to go the distance. And I think that's really important is the ability to go the distance. You know, I've taken up running over the last year, whether it's running on the road or running in the trails. And one thing I realized about myself, when I first started my weight loss journey, I wasn't even thinking about running as a form of exercise. No way. You know, I was big. My knees were aching all the time. I had back pain. So the last thing that was on my mind was running on the road. But since then, I mean, I love running now. I also love hiking, but I love running. I try to run every day if I can. But guess what, folks? I realize that some of these events that I get into, like the 5K events and so forth, I like the longer distance running more so than the shorter distance because it's like, okay, I run a 5K and I do that in what, 20 something minutes and it's done. I like the experience of the run. I go on longer runs now. I recently did an ultra marathon in trail running out in the woods here. It was in Ellijay, Georgia. In any case, that was a 31-mile run. Folks, you could not have told me that one day, this is when I was in the hospital, that one day I would be running a 31-mile race, which is a 50-kilometer race out in the woods. I would have laughed if you told me that. But folks, I was saying all that to say, remember I was talking about mistakes that some people make when they're trying to lose weight. They want something fast. They want something quick and in a hurry. Well, the same with running. I realized that my fitness gradually became better because I stopped looking for the short-term fixes. I stopped trying to lose weight so quickly. I started focusing on the process in order for me to make progress. And I think that's what's really important. When you focus on the progress and making progress and focus on the process and sticking to the process, not worrying about it being time bound to say, oh, well, I have to lose 60 pounds in 60 days and that's it. Well, folks, listen, unless, you know, your doctor says, hey, you need to quickly lose 30 pounds or 60 pounds within this time frame because whatever, you have to get ready for a surgery or whatever, you know, you may be dealing with some life-threatening situations. You know, I don't recommend that you just set out to just try to lose all this weight so quickly. Because I know you've been carrying all this weight for years and you're tired of being overweight. For those of you who may be overweight, you're tired of being sick and you really just want to get the weight off of you. Well, folks, as I mentioned with running longer distance, it took time for me to get there. And I enjoy the solitude of running the long distances. A lot of times you're out there by yourself, but you're making progress. You're learning how your body feels along the way. And I tell you this, recently I just ran a race that was 9.3 miles, which is 15 kilometers. And, you know, you start feeling in your body like, man, you know, the first mile is kind of tough because, you know, you're getting into the groove. Second mile, you know, still tough. You know, your body's getting used to it. And by the third mile, you're starting to feel a little tired, but then something starts to kick in. Your body's getting used to the movement, right? At least in my case, and I hear about other runners experiencing the same thing. And for me, it's something about hitting mile six. I look forward to reaching mile six. I look forward to going through the challenge of getting from mile one to mile six, because my cruising speed is, or my cruising pace usually hits around mile six, especially when I know I have to do a longer distance race. And when I recently ran the 9.3 mile race, you know, I didn't get enough sleep, but I knew, man, I'm just going to keep going. I'm going to hit this mile six and I'm going to really feel good. And I got through the race, folks. I beat the time that I expected. Because, yeah, I felt like, man, at mile four, like, man, this is getting really tough. It's hot out here. I wore a long sleeve shirt when I should have wore a short sleeve. I had my nutrition dialed in. You know, all that was good, but I didn't have enough sleep the night before, right? So all these things were kind of going through my head, right? And I'm like, oh man, I'm about to hit these hills. This is going to be challenging. All this other stuff was just going on in my head. But I knew that, hey, I'm going to have to get through this discomfort right now. And I can get through this discomfort. I just need to keep making progress. Don't stop. Keep making progress. Now, back to your lifestyle and where you are right now. You could be at that place where you're like, you're in your quote unquote mile three zone, your mile four zone. And you're like, man, I've been at this for a while. It's been a couple months, 3 months, 4 months, and I'm just tired. I'm getting bored and this is uncomfortable. The cravings are, you know, even worse. And I just want to go backwards. You know, folks, the problem with giving up early is that sometimes we discount the progress that we have made. And we're like, yeah, I lost 5 pounds, but no, my goal was to lose 40 pounds or 50 pounds. 5 pounds is nothing. Well, folks, I don't want you to think like that. You've made progress. So I want to talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But some of the biggest mistakes, there are three major mistakes that I believe people make when it comes to trying to lose weight. They end up getting bored. The weight loss seems slow. They're still taking medication and they just feel like they're not winning, right? Well, mistake number one is not having a plan, a sustainable plan. Again, not having a sustainable plan. Number two, minimizing small progress. And number three, comparing your progress with someone else's results. Back to number one, when you don't have a plan, they say you plan to fail, right? If you don't have a plan for success, you're actually planning to fail. When you're out there just willy-nilly, just trying whatever program is trending at the time, you found somebody on social media and they have this little routine that you do and you stick to that one little exercise routine and there's no variety, there's nothing, it's going to be easy to fall back. That's a mistake, folks. Not having a plan, not having a plan that's sustainable, a plan that is one that will take you long term. When you have just short term plans, when you just have plans that are not long term, it's going to be easy to fall backwards. You know, you may see people at the gym, like I do, they come in like a deer in the headlights. That's how it was for me when I first got back in the gym. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? Do I go over here where the weights are, the machines, or do I go where the freestanding machines? Oh, I see over here they have the treadmills. I see the stair climbers. Oh, they have a bike class over here. Oh, I see they have the group activity class over here, and there's just a whole bunch of stuff. So I, like so many of you, I went into the gym that first day and I had no plan. I had no long-term plan. I literally was like, okay, this is my day one in the gym. And I saw trainers working with people and I didn't know how things worked. I just said, let me kind of go with what I remember when I used to work out back in the day. Even back in the day, I didn't have like a concrete plan. I was just trying to be big and muscular, you know, like the Wolverine, you know, Hugh Jackman when he played the Wolverine. And so I just went in and just started lifting weights. I can't even tell you what kind of weights I was doing. I probably did some upper body exercises and did some crunches or whatnot. But I will tell you, that first day was tough. It was so tough that I got frustrated. I was like, man, Oscar, this is not it, man. You know, going in there and not having a plan. I felt dumb. I'll be honest. I felt dumb, man. Like, you know, I'm seeing all these people. They look very physically fit and they look like they know what they're doing, right? I did not want to hire a personal trainer. That was just me. And the reason why I didn't want to hire a personal trainer was because I knew that I needed to build the discipline myself. And I didn't want to have to rely on anybody to have to tell me what to do. I wanted to build that up for myself. And now I'm not saying don't hire a personal trainer. I'm just saying for Oscar, that was my thing. I didn't want to have to rely on a personal trainer in any case. So again, not having a plan, you will plan to not succeed. You'll plan to fail. So going into the gym, remember I mentioned looking at where I was, 200 and something pounds. I was thinking weight loss should happen faster. And a lot of times when people make small progresses, they minimize those small progresses as if it's not enough, it's not good. And then they stop being consistent. They stop being aggressive and they start thinking, well, weight loss should happen a lot faster than what was going on right now. So I did the same thing. You know, those, again, I mentioned about the first 5 pounds, the first 10 pounds, you know, is just, you just kind of get bored. You want to lose a lot more weight, which leads into this third point, as I mentioned before, third mistake. When you start comparing your progress to someone else's results, That is one of the worst things you can do. You may have family members and friends who seem like they're living their best life. They're losing all this weight. They're posting all these pictures on Instagram and Facebook and whatever other platforms you guys are on. And you're like, wow, man, she's making this progress. Wow, dude over here is making all this progress. You know, I go to the gym and I'm seeing this guy, you know, physically fit. They look real active and boom, boom, boom. Well, you see this girl over here. She has the look that so many people may want. And you're looking at yourself and you're like, wow, I suck. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, wow, I am not making any progress. So you go in there with your head down and you come out feeling worse. Listen, we've all been there, and that's what's called gym shame. You go into the gym and you're comparing yourself to everybody else and you start feeling ashamed of your progress and you start minimizing your progress because, again, you didn't have a plan. Now, when I'm talking about not having a plan, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not talking about having a sheet of paper that has a workout routine. I'm talking about something that's long term, like for the next 6 months, or this is just my lifestyle. How are you going to live long term? You know, once you lose the weight, what's going to be your lifestyle beyond that? Okay. So, you know, I don't want you all to set yourself up for failure. I want you to set yourself up for success. And one of the key ways to do that is to have a realistic plan. You have to think about your overall nutrition plan as well. How are you going to eat? You have to think about not just eating salads every other day, but just literally, what things do I need to put in my body versus the things that I need to stop putting in my body? Yes, you want to eat healthy and have a plan that is specific enough to say, okay, I don't eat chips. I am not going to bring snacks in the house, unhealthy snacks in my house. I'm going to keep it out of my car. I'm not going to be going through the drive-thru and picking up these unhealthy things Monday through Friday. This is my plan, XYZ. I'm going to have a specific exercise plan that helps me to become more lean. Not just going in to say, I'm just going to go to the gym and just kind of just walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes and then just leave. But you don't have any, you walking on the treadmill has no, is not a part of an actual plan. Folks, I'm going to tell you something about going to the gym. Now, I go to the gym every day. I didn't start doing that, you know, until later on in my journey. But I love going to the gym. Going to the gym is a part of my lifestyle. I have no plans of not going to the gym. I have no plans of stopping running. I have no plans to stop hiking. This is what I do. Trail running, it's what I do. It's a part of my lifestyle. Now, it's realistic for me, and I like to vary what I do. For you, I want you to keep this in mind. When you go to the gym the next time, hopefully you go today or you go tomorrow, kick it back up. I want you to look around at the types of people that you see. Now, one of the things that I notice, I see a lot of people who are dedicated, they're committed. They come every day or they come every other day, but they have a routine. I want you to pay attention to the people who are consistent. Now, I don't want you to be stalking anybody. Of course, I don't want you to do that. But pay attention to people who are consistent. What are they doing? What are you noticing about how they're on the treadmill? I see two types of people on the treadmill. I see the person who comes in and, man, you can see they're intense. They're focused. They're not distracted by anything else. But then I see other people who come in and they're watching movies on the treadmill and they're going really slow. And not because they can't go any faster, but I'm just seeing them just kind of like, okay, I'm watching movies and they're focused on what they're watching. But they're not really, to me, it just seems like they're not really focused on the exercise. Now, am I saying don't watch movies or watch your favorite program while you're working out? There may be a way for you to get, you know, spend the time because, you know, your favorite TV show is what? An hour long, so you can be on the treadmill for an hour or on the bike for an hour. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, you know, I don't want you to be distracted by what's on your phone. There are people who are scrolling on social media. And they're just, you could just see that they're not really engaged in their exercise. And I think that's the difference. I want you to look at the people who are consistent, who are serious about their health goals, and they're dialed in. That's something that I noticed. I was like, you know what? No matter if you're on the machines or you're on in the bike class or in the group fitness class or whatever, or you're doing, stretching, the people who I see that are successful are the people who are dialed in. They're focused. Now, going on earlier, I talked about, minimizing small progress as well. Another mistake I want you to avoid is another thing that I want you to begin doing is to celebrate your progress, no matter how small. I don't want you to despise small beginnings. Actually, that's a biblical principle. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate every accomplishment, no matter how small or how big. You got to start patting yourself on the back for every pound you lose, every junk food meal that you don't eat for that day or for that week. I want you to celebrate not going to the snack machine at work. I want you to celebrate not drinking soda every day like you used to, or the fruit juices and so forth. I want you to find good things to celebrate. Get used to speaking good things over yourself and to yourself and about yourself. You've probably been beating yourself up long enough, so I want you to stop it. Start celebrating your progress, no matter how small. I mentioned about not comparing yourself and your progress to someone else's results. Yes, I don't want you to look at when you go to the gym or you talk to other people who may be healthy or they have achieved the results that you want. I don't want you to compare yourself to them. I want you to learn from people. I want you to learn from good examples. There's a guy named Joe Holder out of New York. He's a Nike master trainer. This guy, I follow his program to the T. He actually has two programs on there regarding fitness, but he also talks about nutrition. I follow this guy on social media as well. I've actually been able to correspond with him, and I really admire this guy's dedication to the platform of health, or using his platform to share exercise and nutrition. I mean, the guy is on point, and I really like his mindset. But you know what I don't do? When I first stumbled onto his workouts, I didn't say, well, wow, man, look at him. He's physically fit. I'll never do that. I'm looking at myself like, man, I can't achieve that. No, I stumbled onto his workouts. I stumbled onto his programs and I said, you know what? I see this guy has results. I like his story. I want to be lean. He talked about being lean and being athletic and feeling better. He talks about all kinds of stuff. And I said, you know what? I want to model my progress after my program, if you will, for myself after what Joe has put out. So I tell you, man, I've been following his weight loss and fitness content for a while now. When I seriously got back into the gym, after going into the gym and realizing that I didn't know what I was doing, I want to say maybe a couple of days later is when I found Joe Holder's workout programs. And I've been doing those programs over and over again because I like the system. I like the progress. And I've been able to just dial in the routine and make it a part of my lifestyle. So when I say don't compare your progress to someone else's, I don't mean don't find somebody that you can admire, that you can model yourself after. I think that's healthy, for a lot of people. I think it's good. What I'm saying is don't put yourself up against them and say, well, this person is making progress. I can never do that. Or this person is doing that, I can never do that. I want you to start eliminating this phrase from your vocabulary. It's a phrase that goes dot, 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 than me, than me. For example, she looks better than me, or he works harder than me. Start eliminating that comparison phrase than me from your vocabulary. She's better at working out than me. She looks better in the mirror than me. He's more disciplined at eating than me. Stop comparing your progress with someone else's results. Okay? If you admire somebody on social media, you like their content and they make sense and they're very practical, go for it. But again, don't compare your progress with someone else's result. Does it really matter that people around you are winning? It matters for them. But that has their success has nothing to do with you. You focus on your success. You focus on winning for you. Because you see, folks, your journey toward weight loss and living a healthy lifestyle is not a competition against anyone else. Your homegirl, your friends, don't be in competition with them. They have their results that they're trying to achieve. You make progress for yourself. You may be going to the gym and you may have an accountability buddy. Both of you all are in the same category. You're in the same situation. Fellas, you may be in the same situation with your friend. You're not going in there to compete with your friend. You're not in there to compete with anybody but the old you. Fight to win against the old you, the person who was stuck in the old habits, the person that was dealing with all this other stuff. No, focus on yourself. You know, sometimes when I'm out there running and things get really tough, I look ahead and I'm like, yeah, people may be, if I'm in a race, people may be passing me, right? And I've gotten comfortable with, okay, people may be passing me. They may be doing better than me. Maybe somebody older, somebody younger. It doesn't matter. I stop trying to run somebody else's race and I do focus on my own race. And a lot of times I envision my old person, my old self trying behind me, and that I'm ahead of that person, the old Oscar. And I'm working towards maintaining my pace no matter how tough it gets. And if I start slowing down or I just feel like, man, I want to give up, I just think about, wow, that old person is trying to catch me. That old Oscar is trying to catch me and I'm not going to let him pass me. And then I start envisioning the new, fitter Oscar ahead of me. And that's who I'm trying to catch. I want to go further. Yeah, I did the 10 miles before. Oh, how fast can I go? I mean, how much further can I go? Oh, I've done the 10 miles. Okay, that's great. What about the 15 miles? Man, and it just gets to the point where I am catching the better version of myself. I am not trying to slow down so that the old person, the old Oscar, can catch me and overtake me. And then lo and behold, I'm back to being 268 pounds, back on meds, back struggling with heartburn, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. No, folks, I've made a decision that I am going to continue working on bettering myself and presenting a better version of myself every day. I want you to do the same thing, no matter how long it takes, folks, no matter where you are in your journey. Don't give in. Don't cave in. Don't give up. Don't give in to the old way of living. It's a new you. It's a new day, folks. I know it's hard. I know it's tough, but I want you to keep moving. Don't give up. I want you to keep moving. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. Don't look at their results. Don't look at all this other stuff. And you're like, man, Oscar, I'm just bored. Remember, that was our topic from the beginning. What do you do when you feel bored? Well, one of the mistakes, and I want to share this with you so that you can think about this. Okay, maybe you're bored. Yes, because you've been comparing yourself to someone else and you're trying to keep up with them. Yeah, you've not been celebrating your small victories and celebrating your small progresses. Yeah, maybe you haven't had a realistic plan, but you can change all of that. But here's the thing. One of the reasons why a lot of people fall into boredom is they don't vary their routine. I'm not saying, as a person who's really big into nutrition and so forth, I don't think you should be eating, you should only be eating salads every day for lunch. I think you should have a variety of healthy options. I think your lifestyle, and this is what I had to do in order to prevent boredom from setting in, is I had to incorporate variety. And that's what I think is the biggest takeaway I want you to come away with today. Variety is important. Vary what you're eating that's still healthy. Yes, you may enjoy salads, but try different types of salads. There's all kinds of salads that I didn't even know that I would enjoy. You know, if you're used to just eating the romaine lettuce, try just eating some spinach salads that have different ingredients in it. I mean, try all kinds of things. There's all kinds of variations that are out there. You don't have to eat foods that you don't like, but I do want you to focus on eating healthy. I mean, there's books on different types of salads. If you want to focus on eating salads, smoothies, if you want to not have like your regular toast or biscuits in the morning for breakfast, and you want to cut back on eating breads and having cereals in the mornings and the sugary pastries, I mean, you could try smoothies in the morning. I do a green smoothie every morning that has, I put ginger in it, I have spinach, I throw some cucumbers in there, some protein powder, and I may cut up one green apple. And that's my green smoothie to kick off the morning. Another morning, I may do a different type of smoothie, but I love smoothies in the morning as my early morning kickstart, right? So my point is variety is important. Same thing with your gym routine. You don't have to go in and do the same gym routine every day. Vary it up. You know, variety is key. Keep it fun. You know, go on different types of excursions. You know, when it comes to exercise, pick up hiking, go walking. I mean, you may be used to walking around your neighborhood. Go beyond your neighborhood. There may be a safe park that you can go. You can enjoy the scenery. You know, find a different park. If you go to the same park every day, go to a different park. Find a different place where you can get your exercise in that may be a little bit more challenging, that does have hills. Change things up. I want you to have a routine of exercise, but that doesn't mean your routine equates to doing the same exercise every day. And I think that's going to help you. And I know for sure that will help you to fight boredom, because you get into the monotony. You go to the gym and all you do every day is get on the treadmill on your social media, and that's it. I will get bored of that, me personally, doing the same exact thing every day. That's why I go to the gym. I have a different routine that I follow every day. You know, I'm working on Joe Holder's program, and every day there's something different. You know, you may have a baseline warm-up that's similar every day, but you get into doing something different every day. I mean, I really enjoy it. So hopefully you get what I'm saying. Folks, there's so much that I can share with you. I cannot cover it all in one episode. But I want you to go to my website at beatingdiabeteslifestyle.com. I have a weight loss planner that I created. It's absolutely free. I want you to download it, and it will help you to set your goals. It will help you to discover what it is about yourself that you can change to help you to live a healthy lifestyle. I mean, go for it. Just leave your email and you'll be able to download it and get it right away. You don't have to wait on anything. It's a downloadable PDF. As a matter of fact, you can type right into the PDF and fill out all the information, because it's going to ask you, you know, what are your goals? What is your current weight? What is your goal weight, and a whole bunch of other things that will help you to turn your life around. And one of the things that people really, really like about this weight loss planner is a checklist. I broke up a checklist into different categories, from, you know, your nutrition to your exercise and so forth. And it is a great resource. So go for it, folks. Like I said, I can't go over every topic in this one podcast. I have over 100 episodes that I cover a range of topics, from weight loss to the best and worst diets, dealing with stress and dealing with food cravings, kicking sugar cravings, even how to read nutrition food labels. Folks, I have something for everyone. So if you want to go more in depth on the topic of health and nutrition and so forth, please check out my library of episodes. Whether you're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, what have you, or you even go to my website, there's a link to all the episodes that I've done thus far. You will love it. All right, folks, as always, stay focused, keep moving, never go back, leap forward, bounce back because you can, my friend. And above all else, trust God. You got this. I believe in you.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Beating Diabetes Lifestyle Podcast with Oscar Camejo. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As a reminder, this podcast is intended for motivational and educational purposes only. It is not a substitute for professional care by a physician or other healthcare professional or qualified fitness instructor. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or professional advice or services. If you're looking for help on your journey, seek a qualified medical practitioner. It's important that you utilize someone who is a trained, licensed healthcare professional who can help you on your journey toward good health.